Hello and welcome to Product Recall, where we dig into the story behind iconic brands. Dory, I am very excited to be here with you today because I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead today. And we're not talking about just one brand. We're talking about a genre of brands.
Okay.
Now, I first just want to kind of give you the backstory on what I had hoped to do today.
Well, Kate, actually, before we get into it, I think we should just like remind everyone that this is your last product recall.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. I'm so excited to get into it that I forgot to say that. Dory, this is my final product recall with you. And I guess in the spirit of that, what I had actually hoped to do as my last product recall was Costco.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that would be a very fitting send-off. I thought that really epitomizes, one, a place I love almost as much as I love the Forever 35 podcast. Mm-hmm. I would say Costco comes in second. Mm-hmm. But when I dug into Costco, I quickly realized it would have made for a very boring episode of Product Recall.
Which is so funny.
It's because there's no drama. It's like a well-run company.
Totally.
It's a merger. I mean, look, the long and the short of it was two companies merged and became Costco. Costco was founded in Seattle, and they treat their employees well. That's like basically all there kind of would have been. So I had to kind of, you know, I had to circle back and I had to like really think about like, what do I want to talk about? This is the last product recall I'm doing. Like, what brand? What is it? What product? And then I kind of thought about something that I don't think we have ever really discussed on a larger scale level. So this is going to be a little bit of a departure, but I think it will be interesting. So today we are talking about celebrity beauty brands. Because I think this is a fascinating space that has truly exploded in the last 10 to 15 years. And I didn't realize, who kind of had kicked this off, which is really interesting, and we'll get into which celebrity. But also, I don't think I'd realized the extent to which celebrities are really using this as, like, for many celebrities, this is the main money-making venture that they partake in. And by celebrities, I mean, we're talking about folks whose career or who got established, let's say, as an actor or a musician or an influencer or even an athlete, right? But then they move into the world of specifically a beauty brand. And when we're talking about beauty, I'm speaking specifically about skincare and makeup. So,
okay.
I hope you will enjoy this journey with me, because it is fascinating and quite honestly a little unsettling.
Wow. Okay.
So where we begin really is like anything. Famous people, celebrities, they have long been endorsing products. Mm-hmm. Like I at first was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm sure in the 50s and 60s, celebrities were endorsing things, which they were. But what I didn't realize is that like Mark Twain had like a line of fountain pens that he endorsed. And he also had his own line of whiskey called Old Crow.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Like Mark Twain was in many ways kind of like a revolutionary in the celebrity space. Like he really kind of knew how to be a celebrity, I think. And
I was not expecting this episode to take a detour into Mark Twain, and I am loving
it. Mark Twain?
I'm loving it.
Like, Dory, I don't know a lot about Mark Twain. I read his books when I was younger, I guess. And otherwise, I haven't really read a lot of his like nonfiction writing or his humor writing. And I don't think I realized like what a kind of like branding genius he was. Mm. But he was like pretty smart when it came to this stuff. And you can still get Conklin fountain pens, which I believe are the fountain pens that he had endorsed. Like there's still like a Mark Twain version of this fountain pen that you can get.
To hear the rest of this episode, visit patreon.com/forever35.